चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विराकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिने तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि रजिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयामि शरणमिति। I wanted to finish the Sanatan Siksha, but only even we cannot finish Sambandha Gyan. Even. So it may take so many time, so much time. It may take 1 month, more than that. So, something we are touching from Sambandha Gyan, that how Krishna is beautiful. Krishna era jataka khela. Mahaprabhu was glorifying Radha and Krishna and his beauty. At once he remembered the shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was observed. And he began to explain something. Janmartha lilopaikam sajogumaya balam darshaita grahitam bhishmapanam swasya sa saubhagardhe parampadam bhushan bhushanam. 2100 paya. What I want to know before this, what is swagat, ved, and is swagat ved, it is in Krishna or not? Who will answer? You? Oh? Yes, sir. Very good.
Something small I can explain for my clarification.
I could not hear. My ears are closed. Blocked.
This Swagat Bhed is claiming that Krishna's body and his limbs are all different from each other. But Lord Brahma explains that all of Krishna's bodily parts can all perform the activities of each other. So this Swagat Bhed is false.
This different is in Krishna or not? His nose and eyes and hands and legs are some same or not?
They're sin.
How sin?
Because they can perform all the activities. His nose can perform the activities of his ears. Ears can perform activities of nose.
Can you give an example?
Krishna eats the bowl.
Any worldly example for this? Oh, you, when I will tell you. You will tell. Oh, be some more perfect. Thank you. What you? He is telling tree.
Was a pear tree?
Let him tell. Let her tell.
The tree, Vriksha. Vriksha means one who eats by its feet. So if a mundane, lowly personality like a tree can have senses that can act for each other, why not Krishna?
Oh. Example of a cow made of sweet chini.
Sugar.
Everywhere. His horns are sweet. His ears are sweet. His tail and hairs.
Horn and hoof, head and tail.
Everything. What?
Made
of sugar. Everywhere. Our eyes, his nose, everything. So this sweetness can give all the parts of that cow. So, Krishna is Advaya Gyan Paratattva, he is everything Swagat Bhed, no Swagat Bhed. Huh? Understand? You, what?
Krishna's senses are interchangeable, if they each performs a function of another. So there's no difference.
What example I gave?
Like a sugar cow made out of sugar candy.
His everything is sugar, made of sugar.
Sweet wherever you taste it, the ears, the hooves.
Not different for any meat.
Okay.
And what is Swajatiya? You.
Swajatiya means one of the same caste, that is, it is referring here to Krishna's own expansion, Swamsa expansion, like Krishna, Vishnu, Narayan, different incarnations like Narasimha, Vamana. So there is no difference between these all other incarnations. The verse that is quoted is Arbhayam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Avayavanamsha. This verse in Brahma Samhita confirms this fact that all the incarnations of Krishna is identical, tattva wise. In Asa Vichara, it is different.
You? Anyone? You? You? Speak. What he told? What is Swajatiya Bhed? And is it in Krishna or not?
Krishna's manifestations are different from him. But in Tattva, this is not true. Krishna's expansions like Kalki, Ram, Narayan, and Sridhar are the same. But in Rasa, then there is some difference.
Okay, anyhow. And what is Vijatiya Ved? You. More louder.
Difference between Krishna and his different energies, like Maya, the jivas, and this.
What is Vijatiya? You? Try to hear more carefully.
Vijatiya is, according to Vijatiya Veda, there is some difference between Krishna and between manifestations of Krishna that are not in the same category, not in the same jot. However, there is no such thing.
Like tree and animal, different things. No? Man and tree, is there any difference?
Yes.
Between water and fire, these are bijatiya, not same thing. But in Krishna, though it seems that this, so many things, different, iron, gold, animals, mortal things, they are all bijatiya from Krishna, but really they are not bijatiya. What? These are the expansions of his tatastha, maya shakti. Like this. So there is nothing difference between in Krishna swagat swajati bijati. But Vishi, are you Krishna? You? Then there is difference from Krishna. No difference? Then what is this? Anyone in this world is Krishna?
Yes, minor Krishna. Anu.
How?
That we are
you cannot control Maya. He is Maya Dhipati. He can make anything which is
impossible.
He can make possible. Can you? Even in liberated way, liberated condition, you cannot. So there must be difference. No difference. By logic, it seems. Why? Because jiva, all the jeeves are not totally independent from Krishna. All are dependent to Krishna. And they are all manifestation, vivinamsa, or swans, anyhow, all. Ram and Nishinka Kalki Bhaman, they are swans and vivinamsa jeeves. Brahma, it may be, Parasuram, or Narad, all, though they are associates, but something, it seems that difference. But this difference is called Vaishishtya. No difference. Vaishishtya. So there is characteristics of these to these. But our is difference. But in Krishna, no, nothing. Now, Mahaprabhu telling all these things. And he remembered in connection, prasangavashataha. Prasangavashataha
means?
Contest. Remembered one slok from Srimad Bhagavatam. Janamattalilopaikam svajoga maya balam darshaita grahitam bhishmapanam svasya sauvagarde parampadam bhushana bhushanangam. He began to explain this. Krishna rajata kalila khela sarvottam naralila narbapu tahar swaru krishna rajate ka khela naro sarvottam naralila narbapu tahar swarup gopavesh venukar namakishor navatnatavar naralila hayanurupa. Oh, he began to explain as if Krishna is standing and he is glorifying His beauty. The pastimes of Krishna, what became? Pastimes of Krishna. Among them, Naglila is topmost. He took the form of Nrisimhadev. He took the form of Parashuram. He took the form of so many. All were very beautiful. Oh, Ram, moreover, more beautiful. And Dwarkadish Krishna, more beautiful. But his Narlila, they were not like Narlila. Some opulence in them. But Brajendranandan, Shyam Sundar Lila, pastimes of Brajendranandan, Nandanandan, Jasodanandan, Gopi Kanta, Radha Kanta, best among them. Gopabesh, not Jadavesh, Gopabesh. Gopabesh means in the form of Gop, cowherd boy, playing in the courtyard of Nanda Baba, taking this shoe or
wooden
sandal of his father, dancing, naked, very beautiful. He is coming like that. Gopabesh. Benukar, especially playing on flute, especially playing on foot with smile, very sweet smile. And eyes, by eyes, crooked eyes, looking here and there, searching something. Narlila hai anurup. So he is speaking, Sanatana Goswami. How he is? By mental excupulation?
Speculation.
Is he doing like that? No. Oh, he has seen so many times, he has taken darshan. Even he has taken a darshan of Srimati Radhika, what to tell of Krishna? So he is seeing just and explaining. Oh, I am telling so much, so you should speak something. Then this takes energy. Go on.
Vorrei terminare il discorso su Sanatana Shiksha, ma è molto lungo, non possiamo nemmeno finire il discorso, quello che riguarda la Sandanda Piana. Ci vorrebbe in realtà un mese per farlo tutto.
Mahaprabhu is telling, what? You should try to hear from here. Don't disturb me always. Krishner madhura rup suna sanatan. Sanatan, hear me. How Krishna is beautiful. Even the beauty of Krishna, one particle of that love, that rope, that beauty can
drown
whole Tribhuvan. Three worlds. And he can attract everyone in whole world. You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But by Maya Yoga Maya, he has now forget. And what? Being Radhika, he is as if he is seeing Krishna. Not from far away, very nearest place. It may be that she is so much worried. He heard a sound of flute and he was attracted to that who was making
playing on flute.
And anywhere he see what? Heard the name of Krishna and she at once attracted. And anywhere in a glance she saw Krishna standing or coming with Shakha and cowherding with so many cows. In a glance she see. And then he is telling like this. She became very worried. Oh, I should die. Oh, I have love for 3 persons. So, it is against Vedic ladies, Pativrata, of Braj lady. But Lalita told our Vishakha that they are same. So how Krishna is beautiful? Radhika is telling, you should know. Krishna has forget that I am myself Krishna. And she is telling like that. That even a particle of that
beauty
can drown whole universe and attract everyone. What is that kan? What is that particle? What is? We should see. Oh, Radha, Srimati Radhika, glorifying. Rupa Goswami is glorifying Radhika's beni. No? You know, and he comparisoned his beni with poisonous black lady cobra, very black, and he compiled a shlok, Chatu Pushpanjali, so much beauty of Radhika, and then Sanatan Goswami came. What are you writing? And then he told, I am writing some glories and beauty of Radhika. May I see? Oh, why not? And he saw. Became very happy. But he told, I am very happy. Oh, so much alankar, anupras, so many things. Alankar means? Ornamental and so many things. But why you gave this example of comparison of Radhika's
bread
with a poisonous very poisonous black
female cobra.
He told that place, correct it. I saw that there is no comparison. So you should correct it. He wanted to give another example. But at that day, at that time he could not remember. He told that I will see. And I will correct. And thinking this in Radha Kunda, thinking, and he was returning to his bhajan kuti in Radha Kunda. When he was on the bank of western bank, he saw that at once he saw. Very beautiful Kadamba. Kadamba tree. And he saw that, in one of the branches of that Kadamba tree, there was hanging any
swing.
On that swing, any teenage girl, was sitting, and eight sakhis, his sakhi, were
swinging.
Like village girls, but all were very beautiful, and most beautiful was, though its garments were not so good, but even very beautiful. Sanatana Goswami looked at her and he was attracted, especially when he saw his braid. On her braid, so many
snakes,
poisonous black snakes were waving like this in air when she used to go and
up and down.
And one at once he cried, "Oh Lali, oh Lali." Lali means
anything.
"Oh, snake is on your braid. Please be careful." And he ran away to save. But when he went near boy, he saw nothing. Only Kadamba tree was there. No swim, nothing. "And what is this? Have you seen a dream or what?" "No dream, really." He had some confusion in Rupa Goswami world. But now he saw. Oh, Srimati was herself there. How beautiful, anyone cannot tell. Even Krishna cannot tell that how beautiful she is. So this is the beauty of Radhika. Very particle, very fine. And whose beauty can charm a lady like Srimati Radhika. Understand? How you can define that? Krishna is how much beautiful. Krishna himself in Chaitanya Charitamrita, fourth chapter, he is telling like this. So Krishna himself, Radhika, is attracted to Krishna, and Krishna so much to Radhika. Always Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realizing Krishna there, like Radhika always. So he is telling something. Why? To attract us with the beauty of Radhika and Krishna. So here he is telling about Krishna. Rupir je ekan dubai tribhuvan sat prani kare akarshan. Even deers, even grasses and trees. When Krishna goes to cowherd, even the trees bending down with so much flowers and manjari, fruits, and they gave upahar, offering to Krishna. Even Jamuna river, being a river, she wants to embrace Krishna. Wonderful. Even clouds, they want to give shade for Krishna, like umbrella, and sweet water coming from there, as if they are from eyes, coming everything. And telling this, Mahaprabhu, become like faint, like Radhika used to be. So, Jogmaya chit sakti vishuddhatar parinati tar shakti loke dekhaite eruparatan bhaktagane gudhan prakat kaila naralila haite. You can read the meaning.
The transcendental form of Krishna is shown to the world by Lord Krishna's internal spiritual energy, which is a transformation of pure goodness. This jewel-like form is the most confidential treasure of the devotees. This form is manifest from Krishna's eternal pastimes.
Now I want to tell you from where Sri quoting Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna was just ready to give up this world, and Uddhava and Maitreya Rishi both were there in Dwaraka. And after that, Krishna told that you should at once leave this place and go to Badrikashram, through Vrindavan, meeting Vidur, and tell him that he should hear all these things that I have told to you, my old teaching, you should hear from Maitreya. So you should go by this way. So when he met anywhere in Brajmandal, and when he met, Vidur began to ask, I want to hear the kushal of Krishna.
Well-being
of Krishna. How Krishna is now? Then his voice was choked, heart melted, and began to weep loudly. Why you are weeping so? Why? And then he told these slokas, remembering all the sweet pastimes of Krishna and beauty of Krishna, how Krishna was beautiful. And now he has left. We were so much fortunate. Now we are so much unfortunate. Krishna has left us. Whole world are weeping. Now this earth is like a widow. No ananda in this world. And that is why he, remembering the pastimes of Krishna and beauty, and he was speaking. Mahaprabhu quoted from there. Sheiru paratan, have you told? Jog mayachi sakti vishuddha sattva pariniti tar sakti loke dikhaite. You can explain. Or you can, without.
Here in this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining that the form of Krishna is displayed to the world through his yogamaya potency. The form of Krishna is called Vishuddha Sattva Parinati. That means transformation of pure goodness. And this form, this is a very confidential treasure and jewel of all the devotees. And this form is always manifest in his eternal pastimes.
Yog Maya. What is Yog Maya? What is Yog? What is Yog? One thing, when mixed with another thing, it is called Yog. Now in this world, so many bogus persons of our bodybuilding, they do some exercises and they call it yoga, but really it is not yoga. Bogus things. 1 + 1 = 2, this is yoga. When any jeev, by practicing bhakti yoga, he takes darshan of Krishna and he is totally absorbed in this service of Krishna, really this is yoga. By these exercises, Even lust cannot go, your anger cannot go, anything cannot go, bogus things. So these are not really yoga. And yoga maya, which helps all these conditional souls to meet with Krishna, to serve Krishna, that power of Krishna is called yoga maya. Who is she? Vishuddha sattva pariniti. Vishuddha sattva. What? When on the platform of Sandini Shakti, on the platform of Sandini Shakti, when Sambit and Hladini, both Asians coming on, and who does this? This is called Yoga Maya. So all the pastimes of Krishna or any manifestation of Krishna can be seen only by the help of Yoga Maya, otherwise not. Krishna descended to this world. How? If he is coming, you cannot see. But if Yoga Maya can help you, then you can see. When Krishna descends to this world, he comes with his all associates, father, mother, gopis, cows, with Govardhan, Jamuna, everything from Golok Vrindavan. But we cannot see. Even today in Braja, everything is there. Krishna goes to cowherd. He plays there in Nanda Bhavan. Everything is there. But we cannot see. Anyone cannot see. Only devotees like Narad, they can see. Even today. Or Rup Sanatan can see. But we cannot. But if Yoga Maya can help us, then we can see. By that vision. Without the help of Yoga Maya we can. So Krishna comes here through Yoga Maya. Otherwise anyone cannot realize, cannot see his pastimes. So Yoga Maya is Vishuddha Sattva Parinati. Parinati means?
Transformation.
Tar Shakti Loke Dekhaite. Tar Shakti? Oh. What is the power of this Yoga Maya? That anyone can see at that time to Krishna. Even deers can see. Everyone. Euparatan Bhaktaganir Gudadhan. Oh, this pity of Krishna, the form of Krishna, transcendental, is the wealth of all devotees. This is our goal. Have some relation with that. Either he is my friend, either he is my son, I am his father, mother. Our most topest, what is? Oh, Krishna is my beloved. More something. That, what? I am the servant of the beloveds, Krishna beloveds. Oh, that is Sanatan Prabhu mood or Rupa Goswami mood, that is. Very highest. We are doing something. Oh, Swamiji came, descended to this world. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu. Only for this object. Our object to serve this Krishna with Radhika. Our goal is this. And then what Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told, we should try to follow the process. Otherwise you cannot. We have come for this thing. Even you should make this goal in this life. If you are making this goal, even you are so fortunate, Even you should make a goal of your life. Don't make your goal life lust, beautiful lady, beautiful boy. Never. Wealth, reputation, never you should make. And if you are successful in this, oh, then your life is successful. Very soon, oh, Krishna will be merciful, sprinkle his mercy, and you will be very soon be qualified to serve Radha and Krishna. Then gradually, Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti will come. Now, some translation. A special song of Narottam Thakur. All boys know Krishna Das Kanai. But that song,
e sotto quest'albero c'era una zarina che pendeva da un ramo, e un gruppo di ragazze adolescenti, anche vestite così molto semplicemente.
Oh, now finishing. But the devotees, any devotee, if they are initiated, Harinam even, not even initiated, and especially who are initiated, Diksha even, Diksha also, they should not be weak, never and never. Any problem may come. But in any way, you should not be weak. Be very strong. Remember, Krishna and Gurudev is very powerful. Very powerful. So if any problem will come, to make you more pure. So don't worry. Especially one thing, don't divorce your husband and wife if you are grihastha. If you are grihastha, then don't. Try to help each other. But if any problem, you should be renounced no more. Give up everything, your wife, husband, wealth, reputation, everything, and be sannyasi, no more. But don't try to again marry or again anything. This will increase your problems. Try to engage your senses or limbs of your body always in the service of Guru Seva. Guru Seva and Krishna Seva is same. What Guru wants, that they should be very qualified, very shown to serve Radha, Krishna, conjugal or Mahaprabhu. Oh, Guru will be only happy by this. If you are collecting so much worldly things, he will not be so much happy. Anyhow, he may engage all these things because you are not so much qualified. But Gurudev wants that by your transcendental body and senses, you should be qualified to serve Radha and Krishna, conjugal. First to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, follow. Before that, what? Rupa Sanatana, Raghunath, all our discipling Guru, you should try to. In any case, what may be, what may come, don't be weak. When sometimes problems coming, chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Oh, strength will come. Surely. Just so read Bhagavad Gita, the instructions of Krishna to Arjuna. You should read Uddhava Sambhad that Krishna gave to Uddhava in his lost time, which is in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 11th canto. You should read. Always remember Haridas Thakur and Prahlad Maharaj. Always remember. Then your weakness may go. But in any case, you should not be weak. Don't take egg, meat, wine, so many things. Don't. Try to be always, if you are thinking somewhat nervous, upset, at once you should try to be in the association of high class Vaishnava who can save you. If not, the books are Srimad Bhagavad Gita and all are like your association. Especially the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Always try to remember the pastimes of Krishna and be very qualified. If you are so weak, at once give me any information by email or anywhere, anything. By letter I can send you so much strongness, strength. But any case, you should not give up chanting and remembering. Daily you should do, increasing the number of rounds. And try to follow Vaishnava Sadachar, always. Vaishnava etiquette you should try to follow. This will save you. What I wanted to tell you, so much I could not tell you, but even I have told so many things in my, and you have cassettes of all my teachings, and I have what I have told from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat, or the from the books of Srila Goswami. So you should be like that. Krishna will be merciful. Try to follow Mother Yashoda. He was writing Krishna and praying also Narayan. So go on doing. Don't have any doubt in your Gurudev and Krishna. Never and never. Otherwise you will die by transcendental death will come. Don't have any doubt. Because I know that your Gurudev is perfect. Srila Prabhupada, to whom you say, Eshi Bhakti Vedanta, you say, my Sakha, my friend and my Siksha Guru. Undoubtedly, he is high class of Acharya. So, you should not be weak. You should pray them and be very strong. If any problems, quickly let me know. Anyhow, I will try my best. But be obedient always. If I am asking, please give your heads. Always be ready to give your heads. Can you do like this? Very, very hard. But if by giving head Krishna, mercy is coming, no harm. Thousand and thousands of times we can give this. So be like this. And if anything harsh or hard I have told, excuse me. And remember, all these things that I've told and we have discussed. And try to remember from your notebook and here. Gaur Premanande. Can we translate it and then new names will be given. Or sit down, don't go.
Le lezioni qui sono finite ora e ormai i vostri iniziati, quelli che non hanno ancora l'iniziazione, quelli che hanno anche Diccia, anche se non continueranno queste lezioni, non devono indebolirsi. I problemi verranno sempre, ma se ricordate che Krishna e Gurudeva sono molto potenti, questo vi aiuterà. Specialmente non divorziate per chi è sposato. Se però la situazione vostra non è favorevole alla Bhakti, allora potete lasciare tutto e diventare anche sannyasi. Impegnate il vostro corpo nel Guru Seva. Il Guru Seva è ancora di più del Krishna Seva. Se vi impegnate per le cose materiali, per raccogliere soldi, eccetera, non sarete felici. Cercate di servire Chaitanya Mahaprabhu e Nityananda Prabhu, ma ancora prima di loro Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami e tutta la nostra Guru Parampara. Poi potrete servire la Hare Krishna coniugale. Se arrivano dei problemi, cantate forte Hare Krishna, leggete la Bhagavad Gita, specialmente la Uddhava Gita, l'undicesimo canto dello Srimad Bhagavatam. Ricordate il passatempo di Prahlada e tutto questo vi potrà aiutare. Non prendete carne, pesce, uova, vino e tutte queste cose. Cercate sempre l'associazione dei Vaishnava elevati, anche se loro non sono presenti, anche tramite i libri di Rupa Goswami e degli altri. Ricordate sempre i passatempi di Krishna. Se poi ancora ci saranno dei problemi che non riuscirete a superare, potete anche contattarmi con email o per lettera. Tenterò di aiutarvi e di rispondere. Non diminuite mai il vostro canto e ricordate sempre qual è il comportamento Vaishnava. Sarà di molto aiuto. Fate come Madre Yasoda, che pregò Narayana per legare Krishna. Non abbiate dubbi nel Guru e in Krishna, mai. Non abbiate nessun dubbio. Abbiate fede nel vostro Guru, in Bhaktivedanta Swami. Se dei problemi vi assiderranno, potete neanche scrivermi. Dovete mettere i piedi in testa ai problemi. Provate ad essere così. Se ho detto qualcosa comunque che vi ha disturbato o che vi ha in qualche modo urtato, scusatemi tanto.
My blessings for Sri Lila Purushottam Prabhu, his wife, his children, and other devotees of Italian devotees who are managing all these things. I am realizing that in their management, any was not unhappy. No complaint at all. No complaint. How they manage, I don't know. Some complaint may come anywhere, here, there. But here I never heard any complaint from anyone about management.
Gurudeva vuole ringraziare Lila Purushottama Prabhu e tutti i devoti italiani che hanno aiutato a organizzare questo festival e ha visto che i devoti sono stati bene e non c'è mai stato nessun problema, nessuno si è mai lamentato, non si sa come mai, ma in genere ci sono sempre problemi, però qui non c'è mai stato nessuno che ha reclamato.
So much my heartly blessings to the devotees coming with me from America, from Australia, from England, from here and there, so many countries,
Germany,
France,
Croatia,
Croatia, or Finland, especially from Finland, very far away.
Oh.
India also, South India,
Costa Rica,
Costa Rica. So my heartly blessing to them. Oh, they are coming to listen something and to how to develop in bhakti. So my hearty blessing to them. I am praying Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu to sprinkle his their mercies to you all. Gaur Praman. Yes, sir, declare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Now, you will announce the transcendental names to the devotees who received initiation this morning. Please stand up and meet all your names. Francisca Mater.
Very good. What? Phulleshwari. Phulleshwari. Radhika, one of the name is Phulleshwari. Phulleshwari Devi ki jai. Phulleshwari. Always complete, happy.
Thus ends the class on the evening of the 17th of June 2001 in Italy, Stresa. Hare Krishna.